Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we'll relay some wheat information along with covering all the ag events coming to our area. But first, April is National Month of Hope, which is all about celebrating the power of hope, the belief that things will work out, especially when it seems otherwise. Have you ever noticed how frequently the word hope is used in our everyday conversations? Well, this is because hope is a concept that is deeply rooted in our culture and society. Agriculture and farming is a profession of hope. Every year, spring comes, and every year, farmers plant crops and try again, not knowing what the end result will be. But there's always hope to be a successful crop. In my wheat news, with the warming of the weather, wheat has started to green up across the state. It is time to look at factors that could influence the yield potential of the Kansas wheat crop. At K-State Research and Extension, specialists carefully monitor stripe rust reports, particularly to our south. As for early to middle March, there have been no stripe rust observations in Oklahoma or Kansas. Looking south helps predict stripe rust outbreaks in Kansas. There are several factors that contribute to the development and severity of stripe rust in our region. The stripe rust pathogen typically does not survive in Kansas over the winter, but survives in Texas through the winter months. Because of this, weather conditions in Texas in the fall and early spring can be an important predictor on how bad stripe rust will be in Kansas. A look at the moisture patterns for 2022-23 indicate that some moisture in Texas in the fall, which may have been favorable for the rust development. However, conditions have changed to a drier weather pattern. What does that mean for us? We likely will have below levels of spores that arrive in Kansas during the critical growth stages, and a lower risk of severe yield losses to stripe rust this year. Remembering that this is just a piece of the puzzle, the severity of stripe rust in Kansas after it's first detected will largely be driven by local weather conditions and the varieties that are planted in the state. The disease situation can change rapidly, and it is important to continue to watch for signs of disease development as the season progresses. Barley yellow dwarf and wheat streak mosaic viruses need no introduction to many parts of the state. Wheat streak is one of the most economical, devastating wheat diseases in Kansas, most common in western Kansas, although we have seen an uptake here in central Kansas over the last couple of years. These wheat streak viruses are vectored by a tiny wheat curl mite, which survives between seasons on volunteer wheat and other grassy hosts. Breaking the bridge in the early fall is our best defense. And now for our gardening notes. I see many of our community out working in their yards and gardens. Starting to water lawns, trees, and shrubs is probably needed because we are so dry with the lack of moisture this winter. For coming activities, make plans now, as the McPherson County Master Gardeners will be sponsoring an Earth Day plant swap on Saturday, April 22nd. From 9 till noon at the 4-H building here in McPherson. Share plants you've divided or thinned and pick up new plants for your garden, all for free. All kinds of plants, including flowers, vegetables, bulbs, seeds, and even gardening tools, can be swapped at the Earth Day Plant Swap Meet. Bring your plants in a container and label them with as much information as possible, including height, color, sunlight, and watering needs. Even if you have no plants to share, join us anyway on Earth Day, April 22nd. And our next Master Gardeners and Friends educational program will be Thursday, April 27th, starting at 7 p.m. here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Succulents will be our topic of the program, but bring all of your gardening questions. We hope to see you April 22nd. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.